Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is brought to you by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Say hey to Monique from Worcester, Kennedy.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Kennedy.
Good.
Whoa.
Had a little weird thing from the phone. Monique, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Yes, Kennedy. Can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie, as you know, that's a loss for you. She is now over in that soundproof studio. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Question number one. 14 years ago today, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides had its world premiere at Disneyland. Who plays Captain Jack in those movies?
That would be Johnny Depp.
Brandy will return to the role of Cinderella in the Disney Channel movie Descendants: Wicked Wonderland. In the original Cinderella, the prince proclaims he will marry no one but the girl who fits what? Question number three. Kylie Jenner flew solo at the Met Gala because her boyfriend was at home watching the Knicks game.
Priorities.
Who is he dating? Or who is she dating?
Timothée Chalamet.
Question number four. Tabloid reports claim that Liam and Noel Gallagher will be kept apart during the reunion tour to the point that only time they will interact is when they're on stage. Liam and Noel Gallagher are brothers who formed which band together? All right. And question number five. Lego is releasing a black Dahlia flower set inspired by Wednesday. Where does Wednesday go to boarding school on that show?
I just rewatched it too, and I should know. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Okay. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
So Monique works as a health education teacher, and I have to be honest with you, your phone is breaking up so badly. It reminds me, I'm a little bit older than everybody else, but when I was a kid, they had this thing called the speak and spell. Do you remember those, Kennedy?
Sure.
That's what Monique's phone sounds like this morning.
Sounds like if you were getting sucked into an 80s video game. Like
right.
In a movie.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, with what you said, for sure.
I have her getting 3 out of 5 correct. Is that right, Dan?
Yes.
All right. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
14 years ago today, the Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides had its world premiere at Disneyland. Who plays Captain Jack in those movies?
Johnny Depp.
Tied at 1. Brandy will return to the role of Cinderella in the Disney Channel movie Descendants: Wicked Wonderland.
Woo!
Right? In the original Cinderella.
I thought you liked that.
I do love a Descendants movie.
In the original Cinderella, the prince proclaims he will marry no one but the girl who fits what?
The glass slipper.
Tied at two. Kylie Jenner flew solo at the Met Gala because her boyfriend was at home watching the Knicks game. Who is Kylie dating?
Timothée Chalamet.
Tied at three. Tabloid reports claim that Liam and Noel Gallagher will be kept apart during their reunion tour to the point that the only time they'll interact is when they are on stage.
Sounds like a lot of fun and a ticket I'd love to buy.
Liam and Noel Gallagher are brothers who formed which band together?
Oasis.
They
will not get past the second show. There will be a fight and that will be the end of it. Done.
And I will watch that fight on YouTube.
I think they're going to sell a billion tickets and make a ton of money.
They already
have. They're going to sell a billion tickets, but they are not going to make it past the second one.
4-3, question number 5. Lego is releasing a black dahlia flower, a set inspired by Wednesday. Where does Wednesday go to boarding school on the show?
I'm not going to get it.
Nevermore Academy.
You'd probably remember that if they didn't take 3 years in between seasons.
And I've watched the first season twice.
Why so long? I hate when shows do that.
A lot of times they get them in the can, and then it takes a long time just to get it back up, like putting it in there so that it gets the right placement, so that it'll get awards, so that it'll get this, that, and the other thing.
3 years just kills all the momentum.
And Jenna Ortega got real famous real fast. So,
all right, final score is 4-3. Kennedy gets the win. Monique, you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a $100 play card to end the game. Peabody, your go-to for hot games, fun food, and cool parties. Check out party packages and more at inthegamepeabody.com. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Monique, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Sure. Happy Teacher Appreciation Week.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy presented by Subaru. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Michelle from Acton.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Michelle either works in VA or at the VA, but it's definitely one of those two, Kennedy. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Michelle?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
5 trivia questions. They're all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the $100. I have that right, Dan, correct?
I believe that's how the game works, yes.
Okay. And Kennedy has left the studio. I have that right?
She gone.
All right. And Michelle's playing.
We're all caught up.
Okay. Thank you. You're producing the hell out of the show this morning. Thank you, Dan. All right, here we go. Question number 1. Mamma Mia tops the list of the best movies to watch on Mother's Day. Mamma Mia is a jukebox musical set to the music of which group?
ABBA.
The Austin City Limits Music Festival has revealed their lineup. Headliners include Sabrina Carpenter, Hozier, Doja Cat, Luke Combs, and Doechii. Only one of those acts are also headlining Boston Calling. Which is it?
Oh, can you repeat the options again?
Sure. Sabrina Carpenter, Hozier, Doja Cat, Luke Combs, and Doechii. Which one is also headlining Boston Calling?
Oh, gosh. The second option. I can't remember what it was. The second option.
Hozier. All right. Question number 3. Seinfeld fans still ask Julia Louis-Dreyfus to dance like Elaine, but she won't do it. What is the name of the diner where a lot of Seinfeld takes place?
Oh, my God. Union Square Diner?
All right. Is that question a remnants from yesterday's show, Dan?
It just happened to work out that way. It was kismet.
Question number 4. Chapel Roan says heart singer Ann Wilson has the best voice in rock, and Barracuda is her favorite song. In Chapel's song Pink Pony Club, which state does she leave against her mother's wishes to dance at the Pink Pony Club?
Tennessee.
Question number 5. Rihanna spoke to Entertainment Tonight and said her latest pregnancy is not delaying her next album. You sit on a throat of lies, Rihanna. She says, quote, I can still sing. What year did Rihanna's last album come out?
Oh, my God.
I know.
I think
it was the 80s.
Jeez.
1800s. 1880s.
What year are we in? 2025?
Yep.
Gosh. 2019.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
What do you do at the VA?
I'm a physician assistant.
Oh, very cool. Kennedy,
yeah.
Welcome back. Thank you for doing that for people to VA.
Thank you. You're welcome. I appreciate it.
Michelle got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well
oh,
done.
Gosh.
Yeah, these are hard. Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Mamma Mia tops the list of the best movies to watch on Mother's Day. Mamma Mia is a jukebox musical set to the music of which group?
ABBA.
I might want to check that out on Mother's Day. I haven't seen that one.
You haven't?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Title
it's
one.
A feel-good movie.
The Austin City Limits Music Festival has revealed their lineup. Headliners include, pay attention, Kennedy, Sabrina Carpenter, Hozier, Doja Cat, Luke Combs, and Doechii. Only one of those acts are also headlining Boston Calling. Which is it?
Oh, one more time?
Sure. Sabrina Carpenter, Hozier, Doja Cat, Luke Combs, Doechii.
Luke Combs.
It is Luke Combs. 2-1. Seinfeld fans still ask Julia Louis-Dreyfus to dance like Elaine, but she won't do it. What is the name of the diner where a lot of Seinfeld takes place?
Monk's.
It is Monk's Cafe.
Ugh.
3-1. Question number 4. Chapel Roan says Heart singer Ann Wilson has the best voice in rock.
Facts.
And Barracuda is her favorite song.
Facts.
And Chapel's song Pink Pony Club. Which state does she leave against her mother's wishes to dance at the Pink Pony Club?
Tennessee. Woo! Good guess.
4-2. Question number 5. Rihanna spoke to Entertainment Tonight and said her latest pregnancy is not delaying her next album.
It's all the other stuff that's delaying.
I think you're reading into that, but go ahead.
She says, and I quote, "I can still sing." Prove it, Rihanna. Can you? What year did Rihanna's last album come out?
20.
It's the same year Paul Revere did his ride.
2018?
Super close. 2016. It's almost a decade. Gosh.
January of 2016, too. So almost 2015.
All right. Final score is 4-2. Kennedy gets the W. Nice job.
Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good. Michelle, you don't get the cash, but we do have a pair of concert tickets for you. You've won tickets to see Kendrick Lamar and SZA on the Grand National Tour, May 12th at Gillette Stadium. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you've got those for free, okay?
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Yep. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Michelle. I'm from Acton, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app, and I believe we are ready. Are you ready, Kennedy?
I was born ready.
Dan, were you born ready?
No, but I'm ready now.
Okay, let's
through hard work and dedication.
Kennedy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button. Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Let's see here. Kim B. Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Ryan from Woburn.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Ryan?
Kennedy, could you please get out of the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Hey, will you make sure the climate control is on when you leave us? Windows cracked.
I know we've got to hurry up with this game. We can't leave Kennedy in the studio too long. Someone will come and break the glass.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that unfortunately is a loss for you. And Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. Ryan, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Soundgarden still plans to release its final album with the late Chris Cornell. Soundgarden was a pioneer of that early 90s Seattle rock sound. What did they call that genre?
Grunge.
Oh, that sounded like you had an assistant in the background, right?
Yeah, my friend Lizzie's here with me.
Hey, Lizzie.
Hi.
Question number two. What is the name of Olivia Rodrigo's debut single that rocketed her to fame as a teenager back in 2021?
Did
you say the song or the album?
The song.
Driver's License?
Bella Ramsey says gendered categories are important in award shows and recognition for women should be preserved. They also don't mind being included in actress categories, even though they are non-binary. Before starring in The Last of Us, Bella played Liana Mormont on which show?
Mormont. Yeah.
Thank you, Dan. Mr. Beast is 27 today. That's wild. Okay. He's 27. He has the most subscribers in the entire world on YouTube. Every single one of his videos gets as many or as more views as the Super Bowl. His most popular video has almost 800 million views and is a real-life recreation of which TV show?
The Squid Games.
Question number five. Halsey announced they've got a new single coming out featuring Amy Lee of Evanescence. Halsey has been part of two songs that have reached number one in the country. Can you name both of them?
I don't know them.
Okay.
Closer? I don't know another one.
All right,
so.
let's get Kennedy back into the studio. Ryan, I understand you're, you're headed to Dunk's and then to work, correct?
Yeah, I'm in the parking lot for Dunk's right now.
All right, what's your go-to at Dunk's?
Typically a green tea and whatever flavor of the month they have.
What was that look for, Dan?
I didn't even know Dunkin' Donuts sold tea.
Yeah, they do it. They have a guava green tea right now that I've been drinking.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Ryan, with an assist from his friend Lizzie, got 4 out of 5.
Oof, all right.
These are difficult. You ready?
Yeah.
Soundgarden still plans to release its final album with the late Chris Cornell. Soundgarden was a pioneer of the early 90s Seattle rock sound. What was that genre called?
Grunge.
Grunge is it. Tied at 1. What is the name of Olivia Rodrigo's debut single that rocketed her to fame as a teenager back in 2021?
Driver's License.
Tied at 2. Bella Ramsey says gendered categories are important in award shows and recognition for women should be preserved. They also don't mind being included in actress categories even though they're non-binary. Before starring in The Last of Us, Bella played Liana Mormont on which show?
Game of Thrones.
That is correct.
Stuck the landing on the name that time.
Thank you, Dan. Question number 4. Mr. Beast, 27 today. What are you doing with your life, Kennedy?
Not much.
He has the most subscribers in the entire world on YouTube. And every single one of his videos gets as many or more views as the Super Bowl.
That's wild.
His most popular video has almost 800 million views and is a real-life recreation of which TV show?
The Office?
Squid Game. He did an actual Squid Game. 4-3. Question number 5. This just got very interesting.
Uh-oh.
Halsey announced they've got a new song coming out featuring Amy Lee of Evanescence.
I'm here for that.
Halsey has been part of two songs that have reached number 1 in the country. Can you name both?
closer. So not her solo stuff that went.
Halsey has been part of two songs that have reached number one in the country.
So not something she did by herself.
It could be either. She's just been a part of two songs that have been number one.
Without Me.
And the other one you said was Closer?
Yeah.
That is correct.
That song lives rent-free in my head, in my core, I say.
Yeah. 4-4 is the final score. Nice work. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thanks, guys.
It's like a delicious tea at Dunk's.
It is.
Ryan, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you and Lizzie calling into play this morning.
Thank you.
Yep. I understand you work at a place that sells acai bowls.
Yeah, Everbowl in Woburn.
Acai.
Oh, I live in Woburn. Yeah, I have to check
Jason
it out.
Jason Tatum's actually one. He's our owner.
Hello.
It's called what again? Everbowl?
Everbowl, yeah.
In Woburn.
Jason Tatum owns an acai bowl shop in Woburn?
He wants you to have superfood, Stan.
I learned something today.
Yeah. Stop by anytime.
Absolutely.
I love that. All right, cool. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Ryan from Woburn, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.